Hello. Welcome back to Making a Podcast with our fantastic sound choice. This is Danny, and I breed box jellyfish.
Zach here. Do not believe what you've been seeing on social media. I do not breed teacup Yorkies.
Ryan, and it is true. I one time talked down the starting of World War III.
Okay, well, we're back. And we've officially run out of things to talk about.
This is it. We've reached, this is the downward slope. We've reached the peak.
We're over the hill.
We only really had two things to ever talk about in our knowledge base, Nintendo and Star Wars. And now that we've exhausted those, we are lost.
More ways than one.
You know what they say about a man without a cause? He's dangerous.
We've only just begun.
We got a lot of things to show you. We're actually lying.
We've got thousands of ideas. But first off, I guess since this is the Making a Podcast, we have to talk about how we're making this podcast.
Talk about the specs. What's under the hood,
the
Danny?
Specifications, yeah. To open up that hood and let us see what's inside. We have, I don't know.
You got a Hemi?
I did, like, really brief V8 research engine on Reddit for about 2.5 days.
About 2 minutes?
First result.
And, no, it was a couple of days of trying to figure stuff out because I was looking for, I was trying to look up sound quality over how much it costs. And I'm not going to say how much it costs, but we got a...
It was more than $3.
Actually, it was probably the median of everything. It was not the most cheap, and it was definitely not the most expensive.
Very average.
But,
like,
I mean,
us.
A lot of people said that that's what you should do when you do this podcast. Like, if you want good sound quality, then you should, aim for what you want to hear. So I ended up getting a bunch of condenser mics. What are these? Behringer mics? Yeah, Behringer condenser mics. And a Behringer mixer, which is the Xenix 1204 USB, so it plugs in.
Wow.
USB.
Wow, you sound smart.
Thanks. And then that's plugged into Zach's MacBook.
MacBook Pro.
Where we're using GarageBand. And then we offload that into a flash drive where I edit it on Cubase.
Is there a better way to do it? Probably.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there has to be a better way than this, because this can't be the best.
This is terrible. I mean,
most people said you should have some sort of recorder, like an actual separate thing instead of a computer. But those cost like $500, which would be twice as much as I paid for all of the stuff we have already.
I mean, and the thing is, we only make about, $20 a week?
We're very poor. I actually have to pay to live. So
I actually pay my employer to work there. Mm-hmm.
So I'm like,
Danny forgot the most important part about the podcast. We put it on this magical thing called the internet.
Oh, yeah. It's on the internet. And the hosting site we're using is fireside.fm. I think that's what it is. Fireside.fm. So our website is makingapodcast.fireside.fm. And it's pretty good hosting site. I mean, it's $20 a month, but it's got all the analytics and all the – it's got unlimited
It's got the numbers.
Download size,
got the stats.
Yeah.
Got the results.
It's pretty neat. That's a lot of people
neat.
Say Libsyn, I think that's what it's called, or Lins, something like that, is a better way to go, or SoundCloud, but other people say that those are less stable and they're more pricey. I don't know. But this is where we are, and basically as little research as I could do as possible to get all this together, and here we are.
Here we are, winging it.
So there's that aspect of making a podcast. Our first couple episodes were pretty quiet.
Terrible.
Like, when I listened to them, I had to put my volume up all the way, so sorry to anybody who blew out their ears as they transitioned to an actual...
That's fine.
Podcast.
I've actually been getting a lot of emails that's been saying that they like to listen on our to our podcast on mute. So,
yeah, just to spite us. They say, I give you the listen, but I don't retain any information because it's all quiet.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Speaking of email, though, I did make an email. So now if people actually want to contact us instead of us saying that you can't or
send us your hate mail.
It's makingapodcastpodcast@gmail.com. So it's podcast twice. Makingapodcastpodcast@gmail.com. Because who knew
I get
making
it.
A podcast at Gmail was taken? Who would have known?
Well, I mean, it still makes sense because our podcast is called Making a Podcast. Podcast.
Yeah, it's the Making a Podcast
podcast. It's the Making a Podcast podcast. Yeah.
So if you have any feedback, if anyone's even listening to this.
Or, you know, if you want to insult us.
Actually, I would prefer that.
Insults?
Please send us all your hate mail, death threats.
Then we could do like a... You know,
be creative, too. I want you to go into extreme detail about how you're going to eviscerate
us. It'll relieve stress.
And that, because then that'll give us ideas, because then we could just read people insulting us.
We could have like an episode every other month of just, hey, hate mail.
Greg from Virginia said, wow, I really want to hurt you.
We're just gonna turn into...
pretty mild. I like it.
We're just going to turn into a...
But then the next paragraph went into detail, but I can't say anything.
We can't say that.
We're just going to turn into an Instagram meme page where the memer posts a meme, and then all the comments are just his followers saying how much they hate him and want to kill him.
It sounds like most of Twitch, to be honest.
Yeah, our Twitch, too.
But yeah, so there's that email. So, we weren't kidding, though. This is our third episode, and we don't really have anything to talk about.
No! You guys kept interrupting.
Oh, sorry.
I had an idea.
Oh, yeah?
But as usual, you guys didn't listen to me. I was going to say...
Did you hear something?
Nope.
No. Anyway, so the point of this episode is that the main idea I want to get out is that we're going to try to do an episode once a week, hopefully out by Wednesday, and if we can get more out, great, but the minimum is one. So this episode is just to continue, because we didn't have anything else to say.
Here's the thing, I think, that it's taken us 3 episodes to realize, okay?
I'm all ears.
Usually... before you start recording the podcast, I think it would be helpful if you had, like, the slightest idea of what you're going to talk about.
That's the joke. That's the point of this. We're trying to figure out what the podcast is as we're making the podcast. We've talked about this, Ryan. We've been over this.
Is that why it's called Making a Podcast?
You blew my mind. I cannot.
There it is. Spoiled the title. Now the jokes.
We were waiting for the 60th episode to reveal it. Now everyone knows what the point of this episode of the podcast is. What have you been up to?
Well, I switched shifts with someone at work.
Okay, Zach, have you done anything interesting in your life? Like, play any games, see any movies?
Oh!
Done anything interesting?
I played a game once.
I bought the Witcher expansions. They were on sale.
Oh, yeah.
The Witcher. Don't even get me started on the Witcher.
Yes.
Witcher expansions are
so good.
Witcher is a great game.
First off, the best game
expansions
ever created is The Witcher, and the second game is the expansion of The Witcher.
Yeah, they're really good.
You beat The Witcher, right? You
can
beat it? Nice. Yeah, I'm still working through that. I'm actually just playing through it again. It's so dense. There's so much stuff to do.
Yeah, there is. That's why it's so good. And it is all not boring. That's the best part.
Oh, yeah. Most games, when I pick it up after a long time not playing it, I'm just confused and like, this is, I can't do this. But The Witcher is consistently interesting every time
you get the two Myers and a Dan seal of approval. We definitely recommend The Witcher 3 if you haven't played it yet. Go do it. There's these new games coming out next week, and I'm gonna get that Neo game. It's pretty much like that Japanese style Dark Souls.
I know what we should talk about. You know how like people have like. You know how people talk about, like, what's it called? Like, when they like a song that's really terrible, what's that called? And they're like, oh, this is my... Oh, Guilty Pleasure,
that's it.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's talk about, like, your Guilty Pleasure game, you know? A game that's absolutely terrible, and you know it's terrible.
Mm. Okay.
But you like it. That's okay, or not, you know, that's
cool.
We'll
get to that. You gotta let Zach finish his thought. I was interested in what he was saying.
What was he saying?
What, talking about what game I'm going to get?
Yeah.
Oh, the Japanese thing.
Yeah, I'm getting Neo, which is a Japanese-style Dark Souls, like samurai and stuff, and Still need to get Resident Evil 7. I hear that's really, really good.
I want
to
play that with the VR.
Yeah, I heard it's like
scarred for life.
Yeah, I don't even want it. I'll try it, but I definitely won't play the whole game in it.
I heard it's like almost unbearable in VR. Not like how bad it is, just
how
like,
scary it is.
Yeah, it's super scary. It's so much more intense.
And then, what was this other game coming out? For Honor, the game.
Oh, I want that, dude.
It looks pretty awesome.
I want that game. Did you see the tabard physics in that game?
No, I'm just solely concerned with all the Viking classes.
You can judge how legit a game's going to be based on cape physics.
True.
Name one game. Name one game where there was bad cape physics and it was good, or it was good cape physics and a terrible game.
Well, I think that second one's a little easier.
Battlefront 2 had amazing cape physics
and a good game.
Let me think of a good cape physics game that was actually awful.
Yeah, let's see you do it, Dana.
Go ahead, I'm waiting.
You can't. That's the secret to gaming.
Tens
that's
up,
the secret
guys,
to gaming.
You're right, I can't.
Tens
IGN,
up, there is no
10 out of 10,
you guys got
quote, cape physics.
Turns out
quote.
Every IGN game that was given a 10 out of 10, from Ocarina of Time all the way to now. Mm-hmm.
If you can get your cape physics down, the game will be a hit.
Shadow Mordor?
Oh, great cape physics.
Superb
cape
physics.
I mean,
but the ending of that game was not good.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Shortcoming.
But it was still really fun. It's like one of those games where you play when you like have nothing to do.
You have nothing to do, so you just terrorize and murder orcs.
The Witcher 3. Their cloth physics. Fantastic.
Yeah, the bear armor.
I don't think I've ever seen such good cloth physics, and I don't think I've ever played such a good game. Coincidence? No.
Wait, there's gotta be a game with good... So you're saying that any game with good physics or graphics is automatically good?
Not good physics, cape physics.
Yeah, not just good physics, Danny. What the heck? No.
There's a bunch of games with terrible
physics.
Can
you name one game that has had really good cape physics and was not good?
Not off the top of my head. I will get back to you.
I don't think you can.
Next episode, we'll have a recap. Yeah. Danny will come up with one game.
When we restart the episode with me talking about it.
I can't name one.
Or the next episode will be...
Can't
so,
or won't.
I have a recap over our last argument, last episode about cape physics. I actually can't find one. Ryan's
it's
right.
It's actually a completely valid point.
It's completely... That is...
So, yeah, guilty pleasure games.
Guilty
just
pleasure.
Games?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, man.
That's
interesting. I definitely have guilty pleasure bands. But games?
Yeah, but that's like,
I don't
so,
know.
Yeah.
Do you have one on the top of your head?
So you I mean,
take some time.
Let's see.
I know I have one.
All right, then you can go first.
Okay. So think about yours, but. Because I've thought about this a lot. Because this one game that I was in love with as a kid. I started playing it in, like, middle school, and even then I realized this game is dumb. It's super dumb and annoying, and it's always the same thing over and over, and it's super cheesy, but I just loved it because it probably cemented itself in my head and as being fun, and then forever all the iterations of it were just the same copy over and over again,
mm-hmm.
and it's the Dynasty Warriors games.
Oh.
I played Dynasty
play
Warriors
those.
3 on PS2.
We used to play those, Zach. You remember those Dynasty Warrior games?
Yeah, but our cousin loves it, those games. I mean, they weren't,
like, bad.
No, they weren't at the time. I mean, they were any other PS3 game, but they just kept releasing the same game over and over again.
Yeah.
And it gets boring, but it was, like, a boring for me that was always fun, because I loved being super overpowered and just mowing through people in those in the battlefields. And I learned, after playing, like, Dynasty Warriors 3 through 6, an extensive knowledge of ancient Chinese history, such as... The Romance of the Three Kingdoms, thanks. But very poorly translated because it doesn't really come through in English very well.
That's pretty interesting.
But that's my guilty pleasure. Because it's I would say it's objectively a not awful game, but not a good game. But I love it. And I loved, I thought the Zelda Hyrule Warriors was okay.
Yeah.
I didn't get to play that.
It's literally Dynasty Warriors with Zelda.
Yeah. And then there the Fire Emblem one's coming out. Fire Emblem Warriors in this game. I bet I would have fun with that because I like Fire Emblem.
Yeah,
and Zelda or Hyrule Warriors was weird because it was the same idea as a Dynasty Warriors game, except instead of a huge crowd of Chinese warriors, it was like skeleton men, whatever those guys are
just
called.
Just like kind of like just like Zelda-esque.
Yeah, like
enemies.
Gorons and all the goblins.
Yeah.
So that was
like those strange. Games. Like I liked them too when I was younger, just because it was kind of cool, like having like a huge weapon and just like destroying like 100 people at once, and then like kind of like.
watching on the screen, like, how the battle's going on, and, like, I mean, those games are kind of cool. One of my guilty pleasure games I can think of right now is the console edition that they had on GameCube and PS2 of Harvest Moon. Where all you did in that game is just farm and then kind of make money off of farm animals.
But didn't people like that game? Is it a guilty pleasure?
It's really,
people said it was good, or you just feel guilty about it?
I'm not saying it's a bad game. Okay. I just feel guilty about playing it just because, like, looking back, it's just like, wow, that game's actually really... I mean, I had a lot of fun playing it. And if I played it again, I don't know if I'd play it again, but, like, you just... All you do is just... You start off as a farmer, and you just... I think it was the upgrade aspect that I liked about it, because I like games where you can, like, upgrade a lot of things and make a really cool farm in this sense.
Have you played Stardew Valley?
No.
It's essentially the same game, except I heard it. I haven't played Harvest Moon, but Stardew Valley is apparently Harvest Moon just farming. Like, if there's more to do in Harvest Moon, take away everything but the farming.
There's like a little weird, like anime side story to it, which is kind of weird. Like, you meet these, like, wood fairies, and they, you can, like, choose, like, four people to, like, marry and shit, and, like, how you.
Yeah, I remember that game. That game was funny.
But why is it a guilty pleasure for you?
Just because looking back on it, I know I would probably never play it.
Oh, it's just okay.
And it's just one of those games where just like, why did I play that game?
Dude,
I guess it's not a guilty pleasure. Like,
because I played Stardew Valley, but I mean, I'm different. But it's like,
I want to play that game.
Maybe I would like.
I'm trying to think of a game that like I know is bad, but I like,
dude,
that I would still play to this day. I'm trying to.
Yeah, see, that's what it. See, for me, I got a story about this. This is how I know it was a bad game, but is Lord of the Rings Conquest. All right, I loved game.
He loved it.
I played.
He even played the online.
I played that game.
Yeah, the brief window.
Yeah, right. I know. I played that game constantly. I remember when we picked it up, everyone was like, well, "I'm gonna be Aragorn and I'm gonna be Legolas," and I was like, "I want to be Frodo." And then we got home, we put in the disc, and it was like. You have to play as grunts. And it was like, you can't even play. Yeah. And everyone was like, this sucks. And then I was like,
nah.
But look at the cape physics. No.
But
no.
Wait, circle. Did you play Battlefront before that?
Yeah.
So you kind of knew what you're getting into.
Yeah. And
the grunts.
It really kind of reminded me of a lot. It was like medieval Battlefront for me. And I didn't, like, I've never really kind of liked sci-fi stuff. So I've always been medieval. And that game was right up my alley. So I played that game for ages. But then, I think the disc got scratched or something, and so I had to buy a new one, okay? And this was, like, after this was after the multiplayer shut down, right? So this is a long time after, but I still played that game, right?
Mm-hmm.
I must have researched at least 10 days, like, calling all these GameStops, Targets, to find a copy of Lord of the Rings. None of them had it. None of them. So what I ended up having to do was buy the game off of the Xbox 360 Marketplace and download it. And it was like, what was our, we only had like an 8 gig hard drive or something on our, what was our Xbox? We didn't have
a lot.
Or was it like 16?
We always ran out of room.
This game was like 6 gigs and I must have deleted like half the games that I have played, like all my progress, just so that I could download this game and play it. Because that's how much fun I had on it. And I would always try and get, like, my friend Andy to play it with me and stuff. But he would just never do it. Like, something about that game, just doing the same thing over and over.
No, yeah.
It was fun.
I remember that game. And, yeah, I don't think a lot of people liked it.
No, I was probably one of the few. I loved the multiplayer, though. This is one of the few games. Man.
So good.
I remember I was really hyped up for that game because... Like, I love Battlefront, and I love Lord of the Rings. So I'm like, oh, man, I want to play as just Rohan Soldier number 3.
Number 37.
And just get destroyed by a random
But,
orc.
Like, the thing is I was good at that game, okay?
Yeah.
Like, I that game was my game.
Yeah.
Like, when I joined multiplayer, I was Aragorn.
Did that also go on for PS3, or is that just 360?
I don't know. I got it for the 360, okay. But that game was...
Because I remember it came out, and I'm like... One day I'll get this, and by the time I actually got into that generation of consoles, the online was already dead.
And I don't get it. Like, looking back at it, I still don't understand why people didn't like it.
I don't know. I think what I remember was that they call it, like, I remember a lot of people like have rose colored glasses for Battlefront 2, and it is a good game, but a lot of reviewers didn't give it like 10s or 9s. They gave it like 8s. They said it was an okay game, so I think Conquest was just a little bit less than Battlefront. It was like a 7 or 6.
You look at it and you're like, okay, Battlefront is, I mean, it's pretty much the same idea, right? You don't really play as the heroes. You play as grunts, okay? And it's pretty much the same, okay, you pick this map, you fight, you try to take control points, whatever.
Mm. What, didn't soldiers have, like, abilities or something? I think a lot of people were rubbed the wrong way by that.
I loved
soldiers
that.
Soldiers could, like, burst into flames.
They
or,
could,
like
light up their sword. Yeah, I like, it was great. Yeah.
I think people had issues with that.
I don't know.
For some reason. I mean, I never played it.
And they went into ragdoll when you killed them.
That's cool.
Really,
I mean, that
funny.
Was the, that was like, this was the Battlefront for that generation.
Yeah.
Like, that was them taking the advantage of that, because Battlefront was on PS2, right? And then that was on the other one.
Yeah, they didn't really. They, like, it was weird. Like, Battlefront 2, they had, like, some ragdoll physics in it. It was really weird. Like, it only worked only if you shot someone with a rocket launcher.
Yeah, and like, there was nothing. Yeah. I don't think there's anything more pleasing than kicking an orc off of a wall and just watching him just, like, flail.
Now, see, I think I would also love this game, just because I love Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Because, like, I love, like, the Two
I think
Towers video
if
game.
If they released that game for, like, the PC or something, I'd probably still play it.
Yeah.
No doubt. But that definitely, I think, is my most... The most... Okay, like, I think, like, my darkest secret of gaming that I've kept...
Your dark horse.
Is, that I download nude mods for Skyrim. No, I'm kidding. That
you heard it here first. Breaking.
No. You know Kingdom Hearts, yeah, you know?
Yeah.
The first one, the Nightmare for Christmas level.
Yeah.
I would play up to that point, and then I would just walk around, because I didn't want to leave.
Didn't you have that Nightmare for Christmas game, too?
That's what I was going to pick for my guilty pleasure, because that game is not very good, too.
That game is really hard.
It was, and it was not very good either, but it was Nightmare Before Christmas, and I'm a sucker for skeletons, so. I loved that movie when I was a kid, man.
It's still a good movie, even as an adult. It's fine. It's a good movie.
I can't think of a game that, like, I would still play now that I'm, like, embarrassed of that I like.
You know, a game that you love, but you know everyone hates, but you just love it for some reason.
Yeah. I don't know. There's not one game that you play, like,
I mean,
there that you've ever
Zach
played.
Zach is on, he's on the cutting edge.
Every single
game,
I play is perfect.
It's the best game ever made.
I do not play scum games.
I play good games.
He's got his finger on the pulse of the video game nation.
I don't know, I think I'm just really lenient on just, like, there's really not a game out there that I, like, despise playing or that I say is, like, a terrible game.
Well, yeah, but, like, no,
well,
but, like, not that, like, you think it's terrible, but, like, was received poorly.
Exactly.
Like Conquest. I think Conquest is a great game, but people tell me all the time about how bad it is.
Yeah, Dynasty Warriors, I don't think they've released a game that's gotten higher than a 5 on most 10 scales.
Or, like, going back and, like, the fact that I could still play Fable, even though it's, like, terribly aged.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like,
it's just a game that you could always play.
I think Zach just plays games that are perfect.
Like, I always go back to the Pokemon franchises, but
those were
necessarily get bad reviews.
Yeah.
Was Pokken Tournament reviewed well?
Which one?
The Pokken one? Was that the fighting game?
Pokken?
Pokken, sorry.
No. It was okay. It's a good fighting game. I don't know. Like, my favorite fighting game to this day, I guess that would be my guilty pleasure. I don't know, because I don't know if it has bad reviews on it, but I just love Tekken 4.
No, I don't think...
Tekken 4 is my
like
favorite fighting game of all time. It is perfect. Or Soul Calibers.
I was thinking of Pokemon, because a lot of those games are a lot of people didn't like, or they were probably bad. I don't know if you've played a lot of those. I've only ever played the main...
Yeah, I never played any of the side ones. I just played, like, the main franchise ones, and I got Pokken, which was fun at first. It was a pretty interesting concept of fighting in it, but it just got stale really quick. Mm-hmm. I haven't really played anymore. I don't know. Like, there's...
Yeah, it is hard to think about.
I just like a lot of games, and I'm just trying to think, like, one that I really liked that got really bad reviews. I don't know.
Did you play any of the other Lord of the Rings games?
Hell yeah, man. I played... if you name a Lord of the Rings game, I've probably played
it. So you played you had to have played the Two Towers game on PS2 or it was on Xbox also, right?
I really liked that War of the North game. That game kind of got bad reviews.
That game was good. I liked it. And I don't think it was very fair, okay, that they gave it such bad reviews. Although I will admit that the ending was terrible.
That was the turn-based one, right? The combat.
No, it was kind of like the Diablo of Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. Oh.
It bothered me because people kept saying about how it didn't feel like it wasn't like set in all the other places that the movies are set in and stuff like that. And it's like it's because
Doesn't it take place before Fellowship?
It's the war in the north, and so it's
taking place. It's during Fellowship, but it's somewhere else.
Yeah, and it's
northern dwarf kingdoms.
Like, oh my god, it bothered me because like the game's environments felt so stale, and like that game had beautiful environments, like Mirkwood. Oh, I don't know. And then they said that the combat was repetitive, which bothered me because you could say
so
that about
Diablo.
Yeah, you could say that
so
about
all top
pretty
down
much
hack and slash
right.
games.
Because that's what it's a hack and slash game. Like, what? How is it not going to be repetitive?
I mean, you can find ways to not make it repetitive.
I mean, they had all the elements that Diablo had, where it had, you know, skills and abilities.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. I've never played it. I can't really argue in favor or against it.
Yeah, I guess that could be one. Another one I've thought of, a guilty pleasure, would be kind of like the same thing, Champions of Norrath. I don't know if you ever played
Champions of Norrath.
It was on PS2. It was actually a really old game. I don't know if it got really bad reviews, but I can play that game to this day still.
Yeah, that was a fun game.
It was really neat. Same way, like Diablo style, just hack and slash, get a bunch of armor, and make your guy a killing machine.
Because that's what's fun about those games, is it's like all about like upgrading, you know?
It's like upgrading and like a small RNG aspect to when people get drops of armor and stuff. And I like those type of games. By Witcher, again, coming back to The Witcher, has those aspects in it. So you craft better armor.
Mm-hmm. Back to Lord of the Rings, because now I'm interested, because did you also play these same Lord of the Rings games?
I played them, not as much as he did.
Dude, the first Fellowship of the Ring, my favorite Lord of the Rings game.
See, I missed that one. I didn't even know it existed.
I played Two Towers the most.
Yeah, I played Two Towers a ton. And like a lot of people give games based off of movies a bad rap, but
those are good.
That game was incredible.
Another one. No, okay, another game. Another game that I really liked that everyone else said sucked was this Episode 3 game from PS2 for Star Wars.
Yo,
Star Wars Episode 3 game.
Oh, dude,
that game was fun.
The duels got so intense.
I know, like. I think everyone kind of liked that game.
Yeah, that was a game like universally bad, but or not. Maybe, I don't know if it was bad.
It was
definitely
good.
Not good.
Like the lightsaber fights were really good.
Yeah, those were good. I think the storyline was kind of boring and like
it's kind of like it was almost like a side-scrolling platformer.
Exactly. Yeah, but no, yeah, that's funny that you bring that up. Because
me and my friend played that all the time. Like, we always did just Anakin versus Obi-Wan, and we just, all we did was just recreate the last scene, the ending scene of Episode 3.
Bro, you could play old Ben Kenobi, and
dude.
Darth Vader, you could hold your lightsaber up, and you could shot.
Oh my god, man,
like,
I remember that
man,
game.
That game
I want to play that game now.
And Grievous just wrecked everybody.
Yeah, he could do the spinning thing. Help, man.
That game's good.
I would like another lightsaber style game for that.
Yeah, I'm waiting, because, like, I'm surprised how, like, you know, how Star Wars is like such a huge thing now, and like they made Battlefront, but like they have to make more Star Wars games because like they'd be stupid not to.
I think they're slowly like doling them out because Disney basically offloaded all responsibility for games like off of Lucas Games or whatever that
Lucas Games doesn't even exist anymore
or Lucas Arts. But yeah, they're just pushing them out into like other like how they gave EA the rights to Battlefront.
Yeah,
I think they're just slowly giving other companies
rights
to.
I think.
To
Yeah,
you know what I would love to see remade? Bounty Hunter.
It's on the PS4.
Oh, yeah.
You could buy it off the PS4 store. It's not a remake, but it's the port.
Well, I want a remake. Like, that game would be so cool.
Was that good? I never played it.
It was interesting.
Forever,
I loved it.
You just walked around as Jango Fett and just
I
shot
thought
aliens.
Jango Fett was the coolest guy.
Yeah,
and,
me too.
And I was so mad how little screen time he had.
Mm-hmm. And then he dies.
And then everyone was like, yeah, Boba Fett. And it's like, Jango. Jango Fett, man.
He had two.
He's blue.
He had dual pistols.
He's blue.
That game's kind of cool. You just fill out bounty hunter contract stuff and like do a bunch of. It's like a lot of underground stuff and.
In the game seemed neat, but I never got a chance to play it. And then like looking back on it, it like got. I remember I learned it got like bad reviews and was really good. Yeah. So that wouldn't really see a reason for me to play it now, but.
Like, there's so many Star Wars games back then, and then there's, like, they're just not doing anything now, which is really surprising.
Yeah, they're sitting on it. I think they're just waiting to give them out into other developers to do something with it. Now that LucasArts just, they pulled it all back in, all the rights, and then they're slowly seeing who's worthy. Did you play, one more thing for Lord of the Rings, I have to know. Did you play the Battle for Middle-earth, the RTS?
No, you know what? That's, Andy gave me that game, mm-hmm. and... I tried to play it, but I don't know where he got this game, because there was no CD code in it.
Huh.
So I had the disc and everything, and I was trying to install it, but there wasn't a CD code. And I was like, Andy, there's no CD code in this game. And he's like, oh, okay.
Oh, sorry.
So I never got to play it, and it pisses me off, because I hear that game's really good.
Yeah, it was definitely the... of that era of like RTS games before they started to die away because MOBAs were picking up pace. It was so fun. The first one like took up so much of my time like in middle school, and then the second game came out and just reiterated on everything and made it all better. I spent so much time on that. It probably wasn't a very balanced game, like as a StarCraft would be, RTS wise, but it was so fun. Like if you love Lord of the Rings, that game was.
Have you ever played the Final Fantasy type of like copy of Lord of the Rings? I forget what it's called. It's like.
That's what I thought War in the North was.
Yeah, no, it's like it's really old. It was like I played on the PS2, I think, and it was like it's like Mines of, into like I think it's just called like something. A fire or into the Mines of Moria or something like that. I don't know. But you don't play as any of the heroes. You play as a group that's just behind them.
Yeah.
And you're following them.
It's like the same archetypes. Like here's a ranger and an elf lady and stuff like that.
Right. And it was like Final Fantasy. That game was really cool.
Right. I remember when it came out.
And you played the online game too, right?
Oh, Lord of the Rings Online. That game was terrible too, but I still loved it. I could be a hobbit and just farm. All day in the Shire. I think we talked about this, Dane. Didn't we talk about this?
I think so.
When how I said that I was a Shire. I was a Shire Hobbit, just true to his name. I never left the Shire because there was nothing that the Shire didn't have.
The Shire has everything.
I would never leave. I would just farm all day.
Was it the Third Age?
Yeah, that was it. Age. Yeah, the Third Age.
See, I thought War in the North was the Third Age. No, yeah. I remember when it came out. And I remember a friend of mine had rented it. And I was like, oh, this. I remember, I thought when it was coming out, it was going to be another, like, Return of the King game or Two Towers.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't like it when I saw it, because I was very turned off by turn based.
So was I, yeah.
I'm like, this is so boring. Why would I ever play this? I thought you were going to be pressing X to kill.
All right.
But I don't know.
That was me. Perceived. Do you guys remember the game for, like, I think it was, like, for, like, the 64? That was just called, like, Green Army Men.
Yeah, I remember that.
That game. I loved that game, too.
Never played it, but.
Toy Story 2. That game, real good. Never made it past to the construction level.
The Third Age got like sevens across, so it's all right, I guess.
Yeah, but you know what? The Third Age was like the first like turn-based fighting game that I think I've ever played, really, because it was Lord of the Rings, and I was like, I'll play it.
Yeah, and for me too. If something's Lord of the Rings, I'll probably enjoy it even more because of
Aragorn. I think it was called Aragorn's Quest. It was for the Wii.
Oh, yeah.
I loved that game. That game was like, oh, my God. Because it was third person. I was Aragorn. And I just got to freaking just stab orcs, like, all day. And it was the coolest thing to me. And I really liked the art style in that game, too.
Yeah, those were good.
But so bad.
But so, so not good.
Good, but so bad.
Yeah. I don't know if I have any other guilty pleasures right off the top of my head, but that's the one that always jumps for me, Dynasty Warriors, because...
I see, I was always under the impression that Dynasty Warriors was a pretty good game.
No, it's not. It looks... I mean, now it looks good, and because it's up to date with graphics, I guess. I don't know. And it's fun for, like, the first couple minutes you play it, but then once you get to, like, the third mission, you realize this is the same stuff over and over again. Like, there's so little variation.
Yeah.
And, like, the voice acting is still obnoxiously bad, like it's a really bad anime style. Not even, most anime, I guess, is better. Where it's like the cinematics are always like the character walking, and then like their mouths move, and like the English voice always comes out so delayed behind every action. It's like, oh man, I feel like I'm watching some old kung fu movie.
You know, I remember I used to play. Was it? I forget what this game was called. It is like a MMO though, and it was I think it was called Open Seas or something like that. It was a ship game, okay, like a pirate ship game, you know. And you would just sail around. You could be like a navigator, or you could be like a fisher, or like a tradesman, or like military, or pirate, and stuff like that. Very boring game. Very boring game. I mean, everything about that game was just boring, okay. But I loved it. I played it all the time, and I took it very seriously.
You know what that reminds me of? What I think, maybe not most people, but a lot of people probably would say their guilty pleasure game is, if they play this game, is any of the simulator games. Like Train Simulator, Farming Simulator, Truck Simulator.
I have never played one. But I want to get the Goat Simulator, because that's the only...
That's like a joke in itself.
But it's goats.
I know. I love goats. It's making fun of itself, definitely. I think that would have to be fun, because everything's hilarious. I saw pictures of it.
Yeah, no, it sounds really, really funny.
But, like, Train Simulator and Truck Simulator, it's basically literally you in a truck picking up cargo from a point into some city and driving. It's not a one-to-one ratio of, like, the actual Earth or a country, but, like, you're driving through, I don't know what states there are. Let's say it's, like, California. You're driving from, like, San Francisco to, like, Portland, Oregon, or somewhere in Nevada. Weird. And it takes hours for you to get to your location, or like maybe 45 minutes. And same with trains. Like, I was watching some guy play Train Simulator because I picked it up off of a Humble Bundle.
I've always wondered why those games are like on top sellers.
Because I think it's the curiosity, and I think people like it because of the monotony of it, and it becomes a guilty pleasure. Like, I think most people would accept that they would consider that a guilty pleasure.
That's weird.
I think it's the monotony of it, because it's like, it's very peaceful. A lot of people I've heard say who like it say, I just throw a podcast on, hey, if you're listening to this, play some Train Simulator.
Oh my god.
Throw this podcast
or
on.
Goat Simulator.
Yeah. They throw a podcast down and they play music. They say it's like meditative. Like, I was watching some guy play the Train Simulator game. It was like Train Simulator 16 or 15. And the game is just him in a train in England. And it's like a passenger train, so it's just for people. And he's in a station and he drives forward for 5 minutes. It's not even like a train where you're like going cross country to Scotland or something. We're just driving for 4 hours. You're driving 5 minutes like you're on the South Shore line or something. Where you drive for 5 minutes to your next stop, you wait for the people to come in and get up, and it's very, like, it's simulator-y, so you have to slow down and be in time, and you have to stop in the station, and there's all these different things you can manipulate, almost like a flying simulator, but for a train, so there's much less to worry about. And so you just drive for 5 minutes. You pick up people, you drive for the 5 minutes, pick up people. So it's like, it seems monotonous to the point where it's annoying, because you have to keep stopping. You can never be on the train tracks, like, at top speed for a long period of time, because you have to stop. And that's the game. People like it.
That's so weird.
What the?
That has to be guilty pleasure for them.
When
I don't know.
So they love trains.
They love trains.
When I was, okay, when Pirates of the Caribbean was the thing, you know? I loved it, okay? I loved Pirates. But, I remember I was sick from school one day, and I was at home watching TV, and this commercial came on for a MMO that was Pirates of the Caribbean. And
I remember that
game. I was like,
I remember that.
Are you kidding me?
Uh-huh.
Oh my god. I told my mom so fast. I was like, I need to play that.
It was
like,
free, wasn't it? It wasn't free to play.
I think it was, but for whatever reason, like, my mom at that time was like one of those moms that would be like, no, you're not playing that game.
No playing, like, games online.
It's free. It's online. No. That's
scary.
It's, yeah, right.
Chat rooms.
And so I think it was a little bit of a rebel, and I downloaded it anyways, and I played it for like 15 minutes. I still think about that game and how like it just, I had so much fun. I don't know why. I've only played it for 15 minutes, and I don't know what happened after that. Best 15 minutes of my life.
I played that game, too. and I have the same experience as you.
Yes!
But not that how much I loved it, how much I hated it.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
Like, I still think about it. I'm like, man, I really wasted some time playing that game.
Oh, dude. Well, no, man. So, I mean, I was like
Pirates of the Caribbean. You know, it was like a RuneScape, but for
yeah, but you could pirates. Fight with swords.
Yeah.
Like, I'd and never it, you'd have to click.
It was like really bad early, or mid-2000s graphics, but like...
And I loved it.
You play for free, and you can get a ship, but it's like a really crappy, like, dinghy, and you just sail around, you can get a crew... And I played it because that was in the time when I was into RuneScape and I liked MMOs for some reason.
Mm. Dude, listen, I was young, okay?
No, I mean, so was I. Was I. That's why I played it, yeah.
And I loved it.
Things and I different. Loved it back then, but like thinking back, I'm like, man, I wasted some time. Oh, just like how when I got, RuneScape.
Oh my god, and when I discovered Lord of the Rings Online, my oh my god. When I discovered that was a thing, I was so mad that I didn't know about it before. And
it wasn't even
so
joy.
Much time wasted. I honestly,
it was just anger when
yeah,
you discovered it.
I was like, come on. And for like months before I got the game, like my background, because I loved changing my desktop backgrounds for some reason on my computer, was just pictures from Lord of the Rings Online because of how badly I wanted this game. And finally, on Easter, my mom got it for me. And I tried to download it. And for whatever reason, it wasn't working. I don't think I've ever been so gosh darn mad in my life. It took like a day, but I finally got it to work. Oh my god. Oh my
Your
god.
Ecstasy.
The rush.
You can still play.
I've never been so alive.
It still exists.
I know. Sometimes I do.
It's free to play. Right?
Sometimes I still have my account, and sometimes I do log on
just
and
escape.
Just to farm.
How is
it? Go in a Mordor and I just let loose.
How
was it, by the way? Because I remember I tried getting into it a couple years ago. And it was too
when
much
I,
like
when
World
I,
of Warcraft.
When I paid for that game, right? When it was like when you still had to pay for a subscription, I think that game was one of the best MMOs I've ever played.
Really?
Hands down. But once they went free to play, if you don't pay for like VIP status or anything like that, it's pretty dull, you know? I mean, you can play it.
A lot of it's gated, right?
Yeah, but it's mostly like... You're not gonna have a good time. With that being said, though, if you get like just like the VIP status, it's not what it used to be. But, I mean, I think it's like the same as any MMO, $15 a month or something like that. Yeah, it's. I mean, I don't know. It's like the way I look at it is, if you really like Lord of the Rings, you know, and you really like MMOs, then you should enjoy it. But like, if you kind of like either one of those, you're probably like, eh.
I'm only half for one of those.
Yeah, because I'll admit, it's not as good as most MMOs anymore. But, I mean, I still enjoy it, probably mostly for the nostalgia.
Yeah, that's kind of why I didn't like the Elder Scrolls MMO too much. Because, like, I really like Skyrim. And I'm not, like, insane about MMOs, but I enjoy them. And it's just, like, the MMO was... MMO aspect was like okay, but it just tried so hard to be Skyrim at the same time.
Right?
Like,
yeah. No, I agree there. I kind of wish that they went like a little.
Like, I mean, I haven't played. I mean, apparently they've completely like.
Yeah, I played it just a bit
reworked
ago.
It. And
but
I might get it when that new expansion comes out in June because that looked kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's in Morrowind and everything.
Yeah. Oof. No, but I tell you what though, gathering in that in Lord of the Rings. I could do that for hours
that
to this day.
For you?
It was.
That was your train simulator?
It was because yes, it was because there's no. I was like into woodcrafting, right? So
okay.
I would just go into forests, and the music was really calming.
Mm-hmm. Was it the same music for the movies?
No, no, it was inspired kind of. I wish. Oh my god,
the Howard Shore.
I wish it was, but no. With that being said, though, it was still really good, and I would just go into forests and just chop wood and just like the sound effects. So precise.
Put you there,
it,
man.
It did. I felt like I was really chopping that
put
wood.
Put you in the forest
like,
of
just,
Bree.
Yeah, man. You don't even know. And mining, when you every time you'd hit the mine, there'd be like a little spark, and I thought it was the coolest thing. I loved that game. And you could play instruments in that game.
Oh, yeah, I know that. I knew that. That was enticing.
Mm-hmm. That's why I really liked the crafting in Final Fantasy Online. Just because like, some of the music in the forest areas is the best. Square Enix makes some really good game soundtracks.
Yeah.
Prime.
Well, we've been talking for almost an hour about just general
just
things.
Video games.
Eh, that's fine.
I'm sure we could pull a few things out of it.
I mean, I'm probably just going to upload the whole thing, to be honest.
No, okay.
I'll edit some things out. Maybe I'll edit this out. I'll edit this. I'll edit that right now. I don't know how well it's going to sound, but that's my fear with the editing thing, where if there's a lot of sound in the background or
it's noticeable
noise,
then.
It is noticeable because it's not a constant sound. It wavers, so you can hear it in the wavering. Maybe I just hear it. I don't know.
I think I'm just going insane.
Old. I am insane. I'm not going there. I already am. But yeah, so that was that. This is the episode where we talk about nothing and waste people's time for an hour. Hopefully they found some interest in the things we
have to say. Hopefully they related to our interests.
Just pointless. Man. The pointless episode. That's what this is called.
The filler.
If you want to, yeah, the filler episode one of many. Trust us, this will happen a lot.
The filler.
The next episode will definitely be a content episode where we do our movie idea that Ryan came up with. So that'll be pretty fun to do. So look forward to that.
I'll be the middleman. I'll be the one to be like, all right, this is the movie that they're actually watching. I'll give them like a quick synopsis.
No. You got to be the guy who. Hasn't even seen the movie, and we have to explain it to you based off of one of. Well, we don't want to spoil it, but you have to be the guy who hasn't seen it. We have to find a fourth person to find a movie that none of us know what it is until it's on, and you can't even be there.
That's
anyway,
fine.
We'll get to that. That's the next episode. It's gonna be hilarious.
Stay tuned.
Yeah.
You don't want to miss this.
Stay tuned. Next on Making a Podcast.
Coming up next on Making a Podcast.
I mean, do you think that we should tell them like what the idea is though?
That'll be at the beginning. We'll do the beginning.
Oh, okay, because I was going to say,
we'll
like, but yeah, but, like, think about it, though, because what if, like, they're watching this, you know, and they're like, wow, these people have no good ideas. have no good ideas. And then they just never watch us again.
Wait. I hope that if they thought that, and now that they're at this point of the episode, that they at least have the will to get to the next one. Because
true.
If they haven't already turned this off by the
I mean,
10
I think,
minutes, I,
well,
they have the most,
I mean,
the strongest will.
If they've
Earth.
Made it to the third episode.
Yeah, we already have gotten feedback that it's all bad. And
coming to the day.
More fuel for the
fire.
Why
do you continue doing this? I
like
that.
Didn't say there was like three people from California that listened to it?
I have a feeling that those are just like...
Well,
the Apple executives that have to listen to it in order to approve
if those listeners aren't those guys, thank you.
We have got some people from New York, which I don't think has anything to do with any of this stuff. But
New York person, thank you.
Thank you. We don't.
We are acknowledging your existence.
And you can now insult us with the new email address.
Just consider this episode a wash. This was just us talking about whatever. Hopefully it was interesting. Please continue to hate us. But... if you actually want to express how much you hate us in a very specific and brutal, brutally honest ways, please email us at makingapodcastpodcast. That's podcast twice. makingapodcastpodcast@gmail.com.
Just in case all of our names are Danny.
Yeah.
I'm Danny.
Yeah.
He's Danny.
Yeah,
I'm also Danny.
We're three Dannys. So if you want to specifically tell, man, I really hate that guy, it's Danny.
It's Danny.
Please.
Pick out Danny.
Danny.
Feed
Go
me
into-
your hate. It makes me stronger.
Okay.
I live off of hate. That's, once again, making a podcast. Making
oh, no.
It's if anyone even heard this, which I really hope that everyone who picked up this episode was like, I hate what is happening. And right before I sent the email at the beginning of the episode, they just turn it off. So no one even knows.
They can't even let us know.
Oh.
Anyway, that was the podcast.
We need to figure out how to end it.
That's the part of making the podcast. Like,
yeah,
this episode we're figuring out.
How do we end this podcast?
How do you properly end a podcast?
We had some interesting topics for the first two, but you know, it's the process of making the podcast, of creation. We're flailing because we ran out of things to say, and we're trying to meet the deadline of an episode a week. So
like,
it's hard.
This is hard.
When we're not specifically news, and we're just trying to make a half-assed like talk thing. So. Once that switches subjects,
wait,
it'll
wait,
be
wait,
like the movie thing.
I have an idea. Go ahead. What if, like, to hint, you know, that the episode's coming to the end, you know, how you like you play the same song that it started with, you know, and you
we
slowly
just get played
fade
off.
It in.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna do.
Yeah,
that's exactly.
Dude, see,
that's
we get played off and like, oh, I guess the episode's gonna end. Thank you guys very much. We appreciate you guys watching.
Please,
say goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
It's so loud. Say goodbye.